If you're creating simple how-to guides as part of your B2B marketing, then I urge you to stop. They will be getting lost in a sea of AI-generated content and aren't worth your time. In this episode, I uncover why basic how-to guides just don't cut it anymore, and what it really takes to create how-to guides that stand out, build trust, and get those all-important clicks. If you want your expertise to shine in a world of sameness, this is the episode for you. You're listening to the Content 10X podcast, where it's all about content repurposing. I'm Amy Woods, and I'm here to help you maximize your content and find smart ways to get your message in front of more of the right people, whilst also saving time. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Content 10X podcast. I'm your host, Amy Woods, and I'm delighted that you have joined me today. Whether you're a regular listener, in which case welcome back, or a new listener, in which case welcome, and I hope you enjoy the show. On the Content 10X podcast, we like to focus on B2B content marketing and specifically how to maximize, distribute and repurpose content. So it's all about sharing ways to work smarter and get maximum ROI from the awesome content that we create. Now, we've just completed an epic series on the show all about B2B webinars. Over the course of 5 episodes, myself and my co-host Hayley Evans shared all you need to know, from why webinars are so popular in B2B and the many, many benefits of them, to how to plan them, how to promote them, how to repurpose, and more. So go check those episodes out. The link is in the show notes. And very importantly, check out our free B2B webinar planning playbook. That's at content10x.com/webinar-guide. The link will be in the show notes as well for that. We've had fantastic feedback on this playbook, so do go check it out. Now, in this episode, we're looking at how-to guides. They're not something we've looked at in detail in a while on the Content 10X podcast, but I did talk about them in episode 323. That was called How to Create Content That AI Can't Create. And that's been a main focus of the podcast this year. We've looked at expert interviews, where we actually did a whole series, just like we did with webinars. We also looked at research reports, there was an episode on them. And now we're looking at how-to guides. So in this episode, I'll cover why simple how-to guides are now best left to AI and how this shift impacts your content strategy and SEO. Also, the critical differences between basic and expert-driven how-to guides and why depth, nuance and originality matter more than ever. And also the steps to create standout expert-led how-to guides that attract clicks and also build authority and deliver value to your audience that AI cannot do. But before I get to the main content, just to mention, if you want content repurposing tips and guidance, industry updates, inspiring stories and exclusive news delivered straight to your inbox every other week, then join thousands of marketers, business owners and creators and become a Content 10X insider. Just head to content10x.com/newsletter. Now, as I mentioned, we've been looking at content that AI can't create here on the Content 10X podcast. I think AI can be absolutely great for lots of things. It's good at helping with generating ideas and research. I'm really loving the deep research on Perplexity at the moment. And it can be good at spotting gaps and reviewing content. But how well AI performs is always really dependent on the input, meaning providing very good prompts and information. But in my view, AI is not there to create content for you, especially in B2B, when we're wanting to demonstrate expertise, gain trust and differentiate, and 100% not when you're trying to create thought leadership content. As Andy Crestedina said in my interview with him in episode 321, AI should stand for average information. And sadly, content is becoming commoditized. We see AI-generated content literally everywhere, and it's often boring and low quality and undifferentiated. But you know what? There is a place for AI-generated content, which I'll come on to in a moment. And if there are types of content that AI can do a good job with, then really we should stay clear of that, right? Stay clear of creating the same type of content, because we should focus our efforts on creating the types of content that AI can't create. And what do I mean by this? Well, I mentioned already, but expert interviews and webinars make complete sense because they have humans at the front and center. So you might be surprised when I say how-to guides are also in that category, but I mean really detailed how-to guides, and it's important to get that distinction. So generative AI tools like ChatGPT and Perplexity, and of course AI in search engines, can instantly produce basic step-by-step guides for common tasks. For example, how to change a flat tire, or how to apply for a passport, or how to print a Word doc on a Mac, things like that. And if you use a search engine, then these responses are often served to us directly in search results as AI snippets, reducing the likelihood that users will click through to your website if you were also to try and rank for content sharing. If you use search engines, then these responses are often served to us directly in the search results as AI snippets. So that's reducing the likelihood that the user will click through to your website if your content were to rank for sharing that process. So basically what I'm saying is, even if you were number one on SERPs, people will just read the AI snippet above anyway. So simple how-to guides created by humans are increasingly indistinguishable from those generated by AI. Since AI pulls from existing web content, these guides tend to be generic, unoriginal, and repetitive, but it's difficult for your content to stand out or rank well because that's just a simple how-to guide. It's also worth considering that Google's recent updates mean SEO penalties for thin content. That means low quality, shallow, or duplicate content. So if you think about it, when it comes to simple how-to guides, there would be common traits between both an AI-generated how-to guide and a basic human-written how-to guide. So if your guide doesn't provide unique value, depth, or expertise, it risks being deprioritized in search rankings. Now, as I mentioned, to be clear, when I'm saying simple, I mean things like how to change a tire, how to start a Zoom meeting, how to install a printer driver. AI tools are going to provide fast, accurate, and sufficient answers, making it hard for human-created content to capture attention or clicks. Now, I already mentioned this, but we have changed our behavior for straightforward questions online too. We're satisfied with AI-generated answers or featured snippets for those kinds of things. We don't need to go read in a blog post, even if it is arguably better overall, because we have what we need. So if you do write a how-to page, you'll probably get poor SEO performance and low engagement and high bounce rates, probably not the best use of your time to create that content. But when it's a complicated and sophisticated process, when expertise is absolutely essential, then would you really trust an AI-generated how-to guide? Given AI can get things wrong, it hallucinates, and it's not human expertise, then no, I don't think you would. So when you're deciding what content to create, the question to ask is, does my content demand a click? It's no longer enough to rely on short answer key phrases or simple how-to guides. If the reader is going to click on the content summary, either in SERPs or Gen AI, and go to your website, they are looking for depth and detail that goes beyond what an AI tool or snippet can provide. So ask, would it get a click? Could AI generate a similar version? Is this guide based on expert experience? And would someone trust this advice for a high-stakes decision? So for example, I said a simple how-to guide could be how to change a flat tire. It's a highly searched term, but you wouldn't get a click. But sticking with a car example, a more complicated how-to guide could be how to diagnose, rebuild, and tune a high-performing engine for racing. Now, you have to bear with me, I'm not a car expert, but that would be seriously detailed, I imagine, and there would be pretty high stakes if it went wrong. So would you really trust a bot to tell you how to do that? I don't think so. You'd probably want to follow a guide from a way more trusted source. And it's the same in B2B marketing. Where is your deep expertise? What does your audience need help with? what how-to guide can you create that's insanely valuable? And they will 100% want that knowledge from an expert and they will click. Before you decide on your next how-to guide then, take a step back and review your customer journey. Where are your prospects or clients getting stuck? What stages in the journey could be solved by expert guidance? Equally important as well is to do a competitor analysis. So look at what guides your competitors have published. Where are they lacking depth, originality, or relevance to your unique audience? These checks will ensure your guide fills a real need and stands out in the market. Once you know where your guide could fit in the customer journey and how it compares to competitors, look at the specific topics your audience care about. Use keyword tools, review the most common support questions, and even ask your customers directly. Because the goal is to find how-to topics that are in demand but underserved, or where you can add more value, depth, or fresh perspective. So when you create a detailed how-to guide, make sure that it's got depth, so shows deep subject matter expertise because your audience want that. Ensure it's nuanced, so demonstrate nuanced decision-making and context-specific insights that AI cannot reliably provide based on real experience. Make sure it has originality and unique value, so think about including real-world examples and case studies. Share your own lived experiences. Your experience allows you to tailor your guide to specific audience segments and buyer personas. You understand your audience and their pain points more than anyone else, and this will make your content way more valuable. Now, can you also share proprietary frameworks in your guide? So that will take your how-to guide to a next level. Your how-to guide could actually be based on expert interviews too, so you could interview various experts in order to create your guide. Then you could include quotes and excerpts from the expert interviews into the guide. Now, for more on expert interviews, check out our 5-part podcast series and epic blog post called The Ultimate Guide to Planning, Recording and Repurposing Expert Interviews to Fuel Your Entire Content Strategy. So go to content10x.com/329 and you can also get our free guide too. It's called The Ultimate Guide to Impactful B2B Video Interviews. Head to content10x.com/downloads and you'll see the guide there. And funnily enough, that guide is also a perfect example of a high quality guide that AI could never have created. So we do like to practice what we preach here at Content 10X. So when your how-to guide is based on first-hand experiences, it will be nothing like anything AI could create. AI can't do that because it can only create from existing information and data online. So the originality that you can bring is really valuable to search engines and it's very valued by B2B audience as well, so it will get a click. You may not only be focusing on written how-to guides too, because multi-format guides can be really valuable with visuals, video, even interactive features. And all of this will help to provide trust and authority. And for complicated or sophisticated or technical topics where it's high stakes, people are quite obviously going to be skeptical of AI-generated advice. I mentioned before, but there's always the risk of AI hallucinations, factual errors, and there's a complete lack of accountability with AI too. So would you prefer trusted sources with proven expertise and a track record in this field? That's what you need to ask when you're considering whether your audience would want this how-to guide. So a detailed how-to guide with storytelling and personal anecdotes and actionable insights tailored to specific industries or use cases has all the qualities that foster trust and longer dwell times and stronger SEO signals. So an example guide could be how to conduct a technical SEO audit for a multinational e-commerce platform with multiple language sites. That's a topic that requires not just steps, but expert judgment and context and adaptation to specific scenarios. AI will be good in some areas, but fall short in others. And that's when human expertise shines. So to recap, when you're ready to create your guide, use this framework to ensure it delivers true value. Depth. Does it go beyond the basics? Share advanced tips, pitfalls, and expert insights. Nuance. Is it tailored advice to specific scenarios, industries, or audience segments? Originality. Does it include real-world examples, case studies, or proprietary frameworks? Credibility, so reference first-hand experiences or expert interviews. A multi-format, consider adding visuals, video, or interactive elements to enhance learning. This approach is going to ensure your guide is something only a true expert could create and not a generic AI summary. Now, of course, it's the Content 10X podcast and I'm going to mention content repurposing. So your how-to guide is just the start. You can then repurpose it into multiple formats. Turn sections into blog posts, create a video walkthrough, design infographics, maybe record a podcast episode around the key steps. And then distribute your content across your main priority channels. Share snippets on LinkedIn. Include highlights in your newsletter. Maybe pitch guest posts to industry publications. This multiplies your reach and reinforces your expertise at every stage of your audience's journey. So I hope this episode has been useful for you and given you some food for thought. Next time you are planning on creating a how-to guide, remember that basic, simple how-to guides are now best left to AI. They offer little SEO or engagement value when AI is answering those types of searches and queries instantly and accurately. What you want to do is invest in detailed, expert-driven, human-led how-to guides that require human insight, creativity, and authority. Content that both search engines and sophisticated B2B audiences will value and trust. So ask yourself, would it get a click? And I think it's important to mention here, just a reminder to update SEO strategies regularly and adapt as things change. Search algorithms and AI search are changing a lot. An SEO strategy from just a year ago will be outdated today. So to wrap up, here's a quick, hopefully useful framework for the how-to guide. So firstly, map your customer journey. Where are the biggest knowledge gaps or pain points? Second, analyze competitors. What guides already exist and where can you add more value? Third, validate demand. Is there a proven audience and a proven interest in this topic? Four, assess your expertise. Can you offer unique insights, frameworks, or stories? Five, plan for depth and originality. Will your guide go beyond what AI or competitors provide? And six, maximize distribution. Can you repurpose and promote your guide across multiple channels? If you tick these boxes, you're set to create a guide that truly stands out and drives results. I hope you found this episode useful. As always, if you want help with your content, if you want help with developing these awesome detailed how-to guides, or maybe help with expert interviews, webinars, research reports, blog posts, you name it, we can support you. From content consultations, helping you with strategy and planning, through to creation, and of course, end-to-end content repurposing. Just head to content10x.com/inquiry, as we'd love to speak to you if you would like support with your content. Okay, so all that's left to say is I hope you found this episode really useful, and I will catch you in the next one.